And we'll pray. God, we trust you for our lives. And we came to church today. Well, we came today as the church to be in fellowship with one another. We came here today to worship you. And we came here today to hear these words. And the things that Jesus says about following, about building, we need those today. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy, that you love us and that you died for us, Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit of God, present in the room, we know that you convict us of sin and righteousness and judgment. We know who you are, God, because Jesus has made you known, our Father in heaven. And we know what sin is because our conscience convicts us, and the Holy Spirit says that's a thing. And so in this room, for all the things that we've allowed up until now that you're speaking to us about right now, Lord, we repent as a people gathered. Whatever it is, whatever the guilty conscience thing is that's right now saying, yeah, me. And the Holy Spirit saying, yeah, that right there. God, help us agree with you. And you're not beating us up. You're refining us as finest silver and taking away the dross. And you're not spanking your children. You're removing foolishness from our hearts, even if it takes stripes. And on Father's Day, we think about what it means to have a father. We think about what we wish we would have known if we had had a father who was doing the job. We consider how we wish we would have our father here if he's gone to be with you already. And as we pray to you in heaven, our Father, we relish and we welcome the correction that comes through your word that will change our hearts, that we might, when we see you, Jesus, and we say, Lord, Lord, and you say, yes, you heard. If today you hear his voice, church in Alva, do not harden your heart like the Israelites did in the day of their rebellion, refusing to go when God said go, refusing to trust when God says you can. We pray for the people here in the room who have illness to come forward and to be healed. We pray for the people in the room who have followed the instruction of the world and are living as the world says it's okay, to repent of that sin and to come forward and to be delivered from sin, Lord. We pray for the forgiveness that would come today as we hear your word and respond to it, yes and amen. And as we yield to that, we commit ourselves to you, and we know that we're healed, and we know that we're delivered because you're good and because you're God, and thank you. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for your words, Jesus Christ, that say, don't get caught out. Don't be a fool and a hypocrite. Repent and follow me, in the words of Jesus Christ. And we love you, Lord. It is a good day. This will be the good rest of our lives from today. This week, you've equipped us to deal with our religious, unbelieving friends who claim their nominal, their name-only religious affiliation as the basis for salvation. You would bring us to them to tell them it couldn't possibly be true. Jesus taught otherwise in Luke, in chapter 6, somewhere around verse 40-something. Come, look in a Bible with me. Look what it says. You prepared us to be those people that can share with those people who are part of the us, who are part of that group that we're all a part of as we love our neighbors. And for the enemy who rebukes us, Lord, and who says, I've met Christians, don't tell me about Christianity that Jesus didn't. And you can say, wait a minute, people who follow Jesus are not like what you describe. And Jesus said, those people who don't follow him, those aren't even Christians. You haven't met Christians. You met people who say Christians. The people you describe will meet Jesus, and he will tell them, you're not with me. You, my enemy, who does not believe in God because of the fake Christians who say in name only but do not live it, you, my enemy, let me tell you about Christian. Let me tell you about Christ. And we pray, Lord, for the opportunities for those people to hear and to be saved this week. And for us here in the room, we're delivered into your hands. And we seek comfort for the healing that you'll bring as you set us free from sin, as you set us free from illness and infirmity. And we commit these things by the Holy Spirit of God to you, our Father in heaven, because Jesus has told us we may approach you. And we ask your blessing in his name. Amen.